On Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader, it's time for Punter's Postmortem. Your chance to discuss the weekend's racing with Ron Duffacy, Dean Lester and the TAB's Glenn Munsey. Call 135 353 and talk to the best experts in town. Welcome to Punter's Postmortem.
Hoping you got out and about, kept out of the rain and found plenty of winners, whether it be on the Gold Coast in Adelaide in New South Wales at Randwick or down in Melbourne at Flemington where they had the big meeting on the weekend, the VRC St. Ledger. More of that with Dean Lester. Good morning to you, Duff.
Good morning, TK. Pretty good day's racing at Randwick. I thought we saw a couple of nice horses, although it had come to a quick end there at the last where we didn't run it. But a solid meeting at the Gold Coast. Flemington was good as well. So really good racing, although a bit of bias on all the tracks with wet weather. So all to the middle of the track and out wider even.
I'm a bit biased. I think you're the best.
I don't know about that.
And I think the best in Melbourne is Dean Lester, but I'm biased there as well. Hello, Dino.
Hello, TK. Glad you're biased to me.
Wasn't it? Isn't it funny? I mean, all these winners, all these runners, all these winners we should be finding for the future, but so often we find ourselves in the post-mortem talking about the track. And Dino, you quite obviously had a fast section outside rail like the old days.
We had an unfortunate situation there Saturday, TK, because it was on the cards because they had a set of trials there last Friday week. They trialed down probably the middle to about three off the outside rail. Mm. Why they had witches hats three off the outside rail, why they just didn't let them use the whole track.
Yeah.
And on Saturday, it was pretty apparent that if you were brave enough to go to the outside, you might get reward. And Dwayne Dunn did it in the first, set the trend for the day. Mm. And we saw three of the last four winners just sweep down that lane.
Yep, exactly. And again, Duff, quite clearly we've had the most phenomenal weather on the negative side as far as Sydney's been concerned. At least they raced at Randwick. The rail was out some 12 metres, but quite clearly the outside fence taking the meat pie out of the punter's hand was the favoured place to be.
Yeah, it was. It was the 12-metre rail, so it made it easier for him to get there. And look, you had to be off the fence and towards the middle of the track and even the outside fence, I thought it was quite fair racing. Most of the horses got to the right part of the track and I think had their chance if they handled the going.
Yeah, the best were trying to save ground on the corner and also get as far out as they possibly could, which isn't easy to navigate as far as the jockeys were concerned. Glenn Munsey joins us from tab.com.au. G'day, Glenn.
Morning, TK. Morning, Ronnie. Morning, Dino. I'll tell you what, the punters handled it pretty well because apart from courtside, there wasn't really a blowout in a race at Randwick. The horses that they found, and they found a couple really, really strongly, mainly Doubtstone Charlie, who giggles when he hears a tap running, and Darcy Magic. They were two probably the best back winners, and they were sort of the last couple of winners on the program. And it wasn't until Darcy Magic's race that jockeys got right to the outside. There was no room left for Darcy Magic on the outside, but most of the other races, they were sort of in the middle of the track there. We saw in the 1,000-metre race, Religify and the horse of from Melbourne, they stuck sort of near the inside. They ran second last and last.
Yeah. Look, there were some big, big performances. I mentioned to Duff earlier, I don't think I've ever seen an easier win than Major Major. Trained by Bryce Hayes, Brodie Lloyd, one of his two winners, Ronnie. It was quite extraordinary, and it was a form reversal.
Yeah, it probably was, although his previous couple of runs are quite solid. He probably should have nearly figured in both of them.
He looked like a champion.
He was a mile to 2,400. There was a question mark on the opposition and how they're going.
Well, a very big question mark now.
It's a big one now, that's for sure.
Strong form race, the Kembla race, because Doubtstone Charlie came out of that race as well to win another couple of races after Major Major won.
Okay. That he did. And that race was run on a similar type of track as this one on Saturday. So maybe, the testing going with those two horses suited.
Mm. Well, very much so. It was quite extraordinary. We've got some nice runners coming out of Randwick. We'll get into the Gold Coast as well. Dino, I know you don't heavily do the form regarding the Gold Coast, but there's probably some nice horses that didn't win we've got to keep an eye on for the future of the carnival.
Oh, I'd say so, but the main interest in Victoria was seeing the return of Srikandi.
Yeah, what about that?
And she was just outstanding and proved that she's a bit of a specialist for the Brisbane Carnival. And the other thing she proved is that she's trained by a really astute man in Kieran Maher.
Yeah, very much so. Good to see him making that. Well, he's been quite a spectacular transition, Dino, hasn't it, from the jumpers to the flat?
Yeah, he had that. Of course, he had a spectacular Group 1 win about 8 years ago with Tears I Cried, 100-1 in the Emirates Stakes, and that probably gave us a little bit of an insight into his abilities. And since then, he's just built, and now he's at Caulfield. I think the next 3 or 4 years will be really exciting watching his career unfold and whether he might become a legitimate contender as a sort of top three or four trainer.
But he keeps the stables down the coast, doesn't
still
he?
Got, yeah, he's still got a farm at Warrnambool, absolutely. Yeah. But he's probably the last 18 months been focused on Caulfield, and he's got, I think he's just taken over Rick Horlacy's stables, which is a fantastic establishment. So he's building all the time.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's got Premier Trainer written all over him in the future. There's no doubt about it. His numbers have really bolstered from what I'm hearing.
Yeah. And gaining more stables means he's going to be aggressive as well. And obviously he's going to have the supply there to fill those stables. We've got meetings on today with the wet weather. We've got 1,000 scratchings that Tanya White's going to take us through, and Andrew Bensley's demanded that we have all the names read out as well. Wait, riveting radio. Riveting radio. Only
yeah, I'll talk to you next week, boys.
Don't shoot the messenger. That's
only
me.
You can make it interesting, well, let me tell you.
Can't have a coffee, TK. The rest of you, pens poised.
Another
we're going
one?
To cover another one, about your 14th this morning. we're going to do Queen Bien, Dubbo and Kyneton. Starting with Queen Bien, where the weather is fine, the track is a good 4, the rail is true, and there are 20 scratchings. Out of the first, take 1, Sir Avton, 1 from race 1. Race 2, number 3, Bacillus, and 6, Sweet Jaffa, 3 and 6 from the second. Race 3, number 13, Alice, 14, Winding Road, 15, Blue Highlands, and 16, My Mate Nick, 13, 14, 15, and 16. Race 4, number 7, Diluvium, and 12, Cyclone Henny, 7 and 12 from race 4. From the fifth, take out 4, La Bella Rouge, 12, Premier's Gift, 13, Magic Rose, and 14, Barmino, 4, 12, 13, and 14. Race 6, number 3, Kentucky Fireball, 6, Changing Notes, 8, Image of Darkness, and 10, Bobby Blue Boy, 3, 6, 8, and 10. And out of the last, race 7, take 13, Valley Lake, 14, Sweet Bron, and 15, Belle de Heart, 13, 14, and 15 from race 7. Next to Dubbo, where the weather is fine, the track is a heavy 8, the rail is true, and there are 40 scratchings. Out of the first, take 3, Depreciation, 8, Petulance, 10, Andy's Girl, 11, Blue Genesis, 12, In Hindsight, 13, Broback, 15, Lady Ballandeer, and 17, Harada River, 3, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, and 17. Race 2, number 1, Lens, 11, Piccadilly Lily, 13, Summer's Magic, and 14, True Zippo, 1, 11, 13, and 14. Race 3, take out 1, Blue Boy Jag, 7, Saboteur, 11, Royal Cargo, 12, Super Pig, 13, Sun Jean, 15, Blitzer Blita, and 16, Benazima, 1, 7, 11, 12, 13, 15, and 16. Race 4, number 1, Enchanzio, 13, Apistana, 4, Iron Blue, 12, Blue Bell Thunder, and 15, Like That Tiger. That's 1, 3, 4, 12, and 15. Out of the fifth, take 5, Oi Watsy, and 10, The Brown One. 5 and 10 from the fifth. From race 6, take 2, Star of Legs, 3, Kenny Winsome, 4, Autumn Nights, 5, 2, Penny Blue, 7, Holy Cleopatra, 8, Tin Mine, 9, Tam Art, 12, Binessi, and 17, Worldly Wise. 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 12, and 17. And out of the last, race 7, take 2, Ode to Caitlin, 3, Belfry Bat, 5, Brilliant Poet, 12, Hollywood Nell, and 14, Funny As. 2, 3, 5, 12, and 14. To Kyneton, where the weather is overcast. The track is a good 4, and there are 24 scratchings. Out of the first, take 3, Like of Sunrise, and 4, Accidental Migrant, 3 and 4. Race 2, number 5, Duaneo, and 10, Lyra Bird, 5 and 10. Race 3, number 7, Only 19, 7 from the third. Out of the fourth, take 13, Crying Angel, 13 from race 4. Race 5, number 1, Manor Gun, 12, Chancery Downs, 13, Trial Ground, and 14, Kells Magic, 1, 12, 13, and 14. Race 6, number 1, Shadow of Your Smile, 7, Wildwood Dancer, 8, Locket, 14, Nimini Pimini, and 17, Incrimination, 1, 7, 8, 14, and 17. Out of the seventh, take 6, Sacred Sentinel, 7, Max Master, 9, Inferential, and 10, Melody's Way, 6, 7, 9, and 10. And out of race 8, take 3, Tune Out, 9, Turam Road, 12, Graphitic Gaga, 13, Exclusive Heights, and 15, Loma Diamonds, 3, 9, 12, 13, and 15. And just to finish up, TK, nominations for Hawkesbury standalone meeting, the big meeting on Saturday. They close at 11 a.m. today. So notice to trainers and owners, the nominations for the Hawkesbury meeting on Saturday close at 11 a.m.
You have a Bex and a good lie down now.
Just about to. Yes. Took the words right out of my mouth.
I don't think they make that anymore, do they?
You'd hope not.
No. You're exactly right. There you go. The hundreds of scratchings that we've got for racing today. Just on this, Glenn, if you can, quickly, mate. Paul from Canberra, how do they work out the quaddy on Saturday at Sydney?
It would just be a special dividend. The first right. 3 winners and then every other runner in the last leg is a special dividend.
Like a cash out.
If you've taken
of,
the field.
Like yeah. a cash out sort of thing.
Well,
in a way.
In a way, but yeah. If you were live going into the last leg, you got the quaddy no matter what horse you had.
Yeah. And if you had it 6 horses in the last leg, you got it 6 times.
Ooh. And they paid $1,900.
Yeah. How many times you have it, Ronnie?
No, I didn't have it.
I think
no.
a few got blown out in the first leg.
I'm yeah. tipping they did.
Yeah, exactly. And just in the QE2 Cup overnight in Hong Kong, Blazing Speed won that. It was Criterion finished third. Craig Williams said he's done a good job to fight on, as he did in this class field. He didn't get things his own way. He was a bit fresh and keen early, and the challenges came early at the top of the straight. It was his second run in 2 weeks, and he had travel. So all in all, very, very good. That's from Craig Williams. That's a good effort too by Criterion, Dino.
Yeah, absolutely, TK. He's now been to Hong Kong twice and performed well. He's
second and third.
Yeah, he's got a good CV over the last 6 or 8 months and or his whole career, but it's building to an international CV and maybe on to Royal Ascot now.
Yeah, well, he's won a Derby. He's won a
Queen Elizabeth.
He's finished, as you mentioned, placings in 2 crackerjack yep. races in Hong Kong, and I guess you can jump that plane to Royal Ascot now.
Yeah, I would think so. It'll be interesting if he goes to the 1600 or the 2000. They're the two options he's got at Royal Ascot.
What about Red Cadeau? Where does he go?
Holiday through the Bahamas June, July, and then come back, I suppose.
That's the trainer doing that.
Oh, sorry. I knew one of them was.
Yeah. What does Red Cadeau go to Ascot? I'm not too sure.
No, I don't know.
He
hasn't been home for a while.
Well, he doesn't know where. Going to pay a few bills.
Ooh. Yeah, home's more here, isn't it, than anywhere else for Red Cadeau. We'll take a short break, then we'll start taking your calls. 13 53 53. All states on the agenda on Punters Post Mortem. Next up.
And they're off and racing.
TAB Rewards has you covered for the 2015 Hawkesbury Standalone Meeting.
Head to Hawkesbury Race Club for the Standalone Meeting on May 2nd and flash your TAB Rewards card at the gate to get free entry.
Plus, the first 100 members to arrive will score a $15 food voucher. And that's not all.
If you swipe your TAB Rewards card at the gate before 1 p.m, you'll receive 4,000 points.
Pick up a card from your local TAB or visit tabrewards.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse proudly introduce a high-quality filly. Buy more than ready. Gay's trained his best from Vintage, a Group 2 winner of 6 races.
No one would know more about More Than Ready than Gay Waterhouse. This is a particularly feminine filly, but she's got great bone for bulk. She walks in a remarkably determined fashion. She's full of class, and I like her enormously.
Join our dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. For info, visit our website or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360-808.
This is Punter's Post-Mortem. Want to get something off your chest? call us on 13 53 53. SMS 0419 767 272. Or send us a tweet at Sky Sports Radio 1.
If you call now, you'll get directly through on that number, 13 53 53. G'day, Phil. Hello, Phil.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, I was just complaining about Saturday's racing. Mm-hmm. I didn't check the tickets. I'm pretty slow, and I wrote all my bloody tickets out. Well, no, the first half dozen. Mm-hmm. And I finished up when I looked at them 10 minutes later. I've got them running at Bow Desert.
Right.
So then I
That's a bad
the
blue.
Half of my money to get my Brisbane races on. Mm. And you wouldn't believe it. I asked my mate later on. I said, did you put Brisbane races on? And he said, yeah. So he checked them, and he's got two running at Bow Desert as well.
Ah, right.
Anyway, to top it off, he's jagged a winner with one of his mistakes. And I had one too, Baron Duro.
Right.
And
beautiful.
And 13 to 1 that's got beaten in a photo finish. So I nearly got out of trouble with it. But I did miss out on the thing in the third in Melbourne. Marvin Strack or something like that.
Right. Well,
Martin Vast, yeah.
So what's happened? You've put the wrong code in, quite obviously, Phil, have you?
Beg your pardon?
You've put the wrong code in.
Yeah, I've put LR on for Brisbane. Sorry, I've put BR on for Brisbane, and I've got Bow Desert. And so, I didn't check them. I'm slow. I grabbed my tickets and my glasses and my wallet and my walking stick and walked back to the table. Started to write out my other tickets, and then eventually I got round to checking Brisbane, 10 minutes later. Mm. Find out I'm running at Bow Desert.
Well,
Glenn, was Gold Coast not Brisbane races on Saturday?
I don't know what, evidently the code wasn't BR. I don't know what it was. I can try and
there
find
was no
out.
There was no races.
LR.
Yeah, LR.
LR. But Phil, there were no races in Brisbane anyway.
No, but I thought the Brisbane code for the main races would have been Gold Coast.
Sure.
And the secondary races would have been LR and Desert.
Yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
What is the Gold Coast normally? It might be Gold Coast might be LR all the time when Brisbane is on, so they've kept the Gold Coast
probably
at their normal code rather than change it for the one day.
I don't really bet there that often.
No, well, most people don't.
Main meetings, And anyway, I fell in for the first five races at Bow Desert. I got race six. I got two, but my mate fell into the same trap. He only put two bets on though. And you wouldn't believe it, he's jagged a 10-1 winner.
Oh, how good's that?
And not only that, he also had enough money to back Labaz, because I ran out of money for Labaz. So it's cost me, but anyway...
You should have snipped him.
Mistake.
Why can't you just snip your mate? Like the old days. You could have snipped him.
Oh, I could snip him any time, mate. Yeah. I could have gone up to the septic, but I only wanted to risk 100.
Fair enough, Phil.
And, anyway, I just wanted to... Bow Desert's turnover go up very much for the day.
It depends how much you put on them.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, it's gone up something.
Has it?
Well, it must have. You were backing it and your mate.
Oh, we're only pensioners. We wouldn't have put it up much.
I don't know. I don't know whether Glenn keeps a close eye on the turnover at Bow Desert.
Anyway, something to whinge about for Monday, but it was a funny whinge, you know.
Good on you, Phil. Well done, mate.
All right, mate.
No, look, you could fall into that. I can see how you'd fall into that trap, Phil.
Easy.
13-53-53. Let's get to the Gold Coast if we possibly can. Shrikandi, we mentioned briefly, wins that victory stakes. Supermare hadn't raced since third in the Stradbroke and is now going towards the BTC Cup, the Durman 10,000, the Stradbroke over 13-50, and it'll be hard to beat, Ronnie.
Yeah, well, she looked big and strong. I know it was a beautiful
She'll
ride.
Only get better, won't she?
Oh, you would expect so. Look, she was first up after nearly a year off, but she'd had a good grounding for it. And it was a flattering ride by Brown. I thought it was a beautiful ride, just stalking and then...
Smoking his pipe, wasn't he?
Yeah, just found the perfect part of the track. Everything went perfect for her. But there has to be upside with her, surely. She's proven that she could cope with a preparation in Queensland last year and... All looks good for her for the Stradbroke and even the Tats Tiara at the end of the carnival.
Yeah, it was very interesting, the comments of Kieran Maher on Racing Retro, Ronnie, that he said he did say during the week, in his opinion, she was 85% fit, but he hadn't seen her for 10 days since she left Melbourne. And he said when she walked in the, and he had a look at her on Saturday, he went, well, she, you know, she's ready to go.
Yeah, well, when you see him next to fit horses, I suppose you get a better indication. But, yeah, look, he's a bit of a conservatist, Kieran, and obviously he knows he's got a little bit up the sleeve, which all goes well for his for her future preparation.
Well, having its first start in a year, you would have to think there's upside. Sir Moments, the runner-up, Dino, got a few bad habits, and those bad habits were there for everybody to see again on the weekend.
In the Hollandale?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. He's going well, though, isn't he? Like, it's that, you know, he's probably got a bit more upside as well going into the carnival in the next few weeks, so if he can just straighten out a bit.
He's a huge horse.
Absolutely.
Labaz, the winner of that Hollandale. Now, eight of the past 20 winners of the Durman Cup have... Sorry. Eight of the past 20 have gone on to win the Durman Cup. So eight of the past 20 winners of Hollandale have gone on to win the Durman Cup. So quite clearly, Ronnie, that's the form lead-up race.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think, obviously, that's the race we'll be replaying, and that should be the form line. And, obviously, the blinkers did the trick with Libaz there on Saturday. That was a good, strong win. You'd sacked him, TK, but I
had.
There's a couple other good runs.
I haven't got your ammunition, mate. You know, I can't afford a horse not to win for 6 months or a year and then, you know, just stick with it. It's a quick way to the poorhouse in my book.
There were other good runs in the race. I thought I'm Imposing was okay.
Yep.
Fortella was okay. It was his first run in a month.
I thought Fortella was enormous.
I'm sort of eyeing off Green Moon a little bit. I thought he went okay. You know, he first run for a while, and he could back up nicely in a Durban Cup at big odds.
Yeah, well, it was a bit of a non-event for him first up in the Victoria Handicap, so I think he'll improve a lot off that run.
Yeah,
just having a bit of real competition on Saturday.
Yeah, I love an old horse with a trip away. They can usually switch him on.
Mm. You don't want to trip away yourself, do you?
Yeah, switch turns me on.
Yeah. About 5 o'clock Saturday, he was wishing he'd had a trip away and been at the Gold Coast, I can tell you, when that rain started coming down and he had to work out how he was getting back to his car.
Yeah. And all the drains were flooded.
Oh, yeah.
It was up to my waist.
Mm.
The problem of living in the eastern suburbs in a first world country, Ronnie.
Yeah, and all the electrics on those Aston Martin cars, if they get, you know, water in them. There's
a tad of shoes got so wet.
Mm. Yeah. Mine did.
It was Evian water, wasn't it, Ronnie, coming down?
Yeah, that's right.
Mm. I thought you might think that. Duff, Dino, what do you think of Criterion's run? Done some work in the run and was game to the line. I thought lucky.
He went all right, but he was ridden aggressively. Jeez, he was aggressive on him.
Yeah.
Aggressive.
Yep, agree.
Hi, Dino. Do you think Fenway will run in the Oaks after the setback? Can they beat Fontaine Ruby? Cheers.
I do think Fenway will run in the Oaks, judging by what all the reports that she's on track to do so. And on form, I think Fontaine Ruby's the one to beat. The vagaries of Morfettville, it's very hard to lead and win. 2,000 metres, you know she'll be leading. You know it'll be a full field, so something will come at her at some stage. So they're just the little things that she's going to have to cope with, but she's in great form.
It's a tricky race. I wonder what Chris Waller's doing there. Is he taking... I suppose we'll find out in the next day or so.
What's he got left? Wine Tails, Ballet Suite.
Well, the market's $3.20 Fontaine Ruby, $4.80 Fenway, $8 Delicacy, $9 Wine Tails, $11 Ballet Suite, Cathy's Mark and Kansas Sunflower.
Mm. Ungrateful, Alan. Would you have any hope in a race like that?
Yes. Yeah, she would.
Timing's right.
Huh? Yeah, timing's right. Third up. Yeah, she's every run of her career, she's looked like a 2,000 metre horse. She just hasn't got there yet. So,
So you like it?
No. Look, I'm waiting for the field to come out there. I haven't put enough work into it.
The lesser known stablemate of the favourite.
Yes, that's right.
You see that a bit, don't you? You see that a little bit. So it's going to be a terrific weekend at Morfettville. We've got the Group 1 Robert Sangster over 1,200 metres. You've got the Australasian Oaks, 2,000 metres, and the Group 2 Queen of the South, which is going to be a terrific race as well. That's 1,600 metres, isn't it, the Queen of the South?
Queen of the South is, yep.
Yeah. And then at Caulfield, you've got the Redoute's Choice Stakes over 1,200 metres. What did you make? Lee Friedman looked pretty chuffed with himself down there, Dino, with the victory in the VRC St. Ledger. I think it's his second VRC St. Ledger, isn't it?
Frontier Boy, a long time ago.
And then Authoritarian, from a maiden to a St. Ledger winner.
And he was tipping it too. He was very bullish about it Saturday at the races, especially when the rain came. He said he'll plough through this ground, and that he did. And he got a pretty easy time the first half, and then Daniel Moore just sort of cranked it up and got a lot of them off the bit a long way out, and it was a good tactics and a good tough win. Pretty ordinary race, but he got the money.
Right, ordinary race, but what sort of races would be about for a horse right like Authoritarian?
With the young stays, you don't know. Maybe he'll get to a Bendigo Cup standard.
Country Cups,
yeah. I would think so. Yeah. The 2800 on Melbourne Cup Day, those sort of races, I think would be something to aim for as a four-year-old. Sort of think that maybe...
Not good enough for a Queen Elizabeth there, I mean.
You'd hope he could improve to something better, but at this stage it was a fairly low-grade race. I floated the idea yesterday on Melbourne Radio that I think we should move the St. Ledger. It's a lovely tradition on Anzac Day, but it's 2 weeks before the South Australian Derby. It'd be so much better 2 weeks after the South Australian Derby for the 2,500-metre horses to go to 2,800 and finish their campaigns, and I think it'd be a lot better.
Agree. Back on that swept soak, so I think you'll find that Fenway will run with Blake Shin and New Bowman's book for Winetail, so they're both going that way.
Okay, so Fenway's second favourite currently, Glenn at $4.80, Winetail's $9, Winetail's.
Yeah, and the other race that Robert Sangster, it's going to be a good race if most of these turn up. Vane Queen $4.80, Miracles of Life $5.50, Avoid Lightning $6.50, Platelet and Politeness at $8. They've got Bring Me the Maid at $9, Gregor's and Sabatini $10. So that's a very, very good race.
My word. Always
that's
is.
That's a cracking good race. We'll take a short break, then we'll go to your calls on 13 53 53. If you call now, you'll get through. The lovely Tanya is waiting to answer, and we'll be able to put all the queries to the expert panel.
Sky Sports Radio is proud to be part of the New South Wales racing industry. And when the big guns come out to play, you need Racing HQ Saturday.
Get your motor running.
From 6:30 a.m., you'll get the latest racing notes for a successful day on the punt.
Looking for adventure.
There's Ron Duffesy, Mike Fraser, Dean Lester, Mark Hunter, and New South Wales Provincial Previews. Racing HQ Saturday from 6:30 a.m. on Sky Sports Radio.
This station endorses the Commercial Radio Codes of Practice, which have been registered by the Australian Communications and Media Authority. The codes relate to taste and decency, accuracy and fairness in news and current affairs and advertising. Copies of the codes are available from Commercial Radio Australia. If you feel a code of practice has been breached, your complaint should be made in writing and directed to the manager, Sky Sports Radio, GPO Box 4168, Sydney 2001.
Australia's best weanlings at the premier source for racetrack and sale ring stars. The Magic Millions National Weanling Sale, May 24 and 25 at the Gold Coast, with graduates including Dre Fontaine, Peggy Jean, Zoo Star, and the Mighty Piero. The National Weanling Sale has a proud history of being number one in the Southern Hemisphere. Don't miss the 2015 auction with the first crop of size including All Too Hard, Animal Kingdom, Bullet Train, Delago Deluxe, Piero and Your Song. Visit magicmillions.com.au.
You're listening to Punter's Postmortem. Have your say. Call us on 13 53 53, SMS 0419 767 272 or send us a tweet at Sky Sports Radio 1.
We've had a little bit of a discussion regarding some of the events at Randwick, a soft seven, that fast lane up against that outside fence that was there for all to see. We've discussed major, well done to Bryce Hayes there, joining that, and Brodie Lloyd with that double. Swift Lady from last to first, Duff, good filly, John Sargent, and that was the other half of Brodie's double.
Yeah, look, she could go, she should probably go to Queensland now, and they'll try her in the Roses and heading towards the Oaks, maybe. Yeah, there's a chance she may be, need it wet, but her next run will tell that if it's on the dry, see how she performs. But she has put two good runs together now, one over the carnival, and she proved that was no fluke, running well at 100-1 last time with that solid win on Saturday. So she's a filly that, you know, John Sargent's a master with these staying fillies, and he's won them every Oaks imaginable, and another one's on the cards.
Were you worried? I mean, we had a lot of scratchings in that race. There was a chance there was going to be a gross lack of pace. Were you a little bit worried that she'd the pattern of the race wouldn't suit her?
No, not really. I thought, yeah, you know, she had 52 kilos there in a race that, you know, a lot of horses had a bit of weight. So she had fresh, well, a bit of sprint about her anyway. And you were never worried in the run. She just angled into a perfect position. Yeah. Once she found Saddler's Lakes back, it was all over.
He rode it like a good thing, Ronnie, and didn't panic.
Exactly right.
Look, you guys are better judges than me. Geez, he seems to sit quiet. He seems to sit not, you know, really nicely on a horse. No,
yeah, he does. Well, it's easier to sit quiet when you're on a horse
travelling. Yeah,
you know, you can't sit quiet on them if they're not going anywhere.
No, of course. I guess, you know, he just appears to be very, very quiet on a horse, and they appear to travel pretty well for Brodie Lloyd. Godolphin, they seemed a little bit bullish about this one. Painted Firetail, it was quite impressive. A stakes class filly, do you think?
Yes, no, good filly.
Yeah.
Really good filly. I like the way she finished off. Looks a real athlete. I think they like her a lot, and I think deservedly so. I don't know whether she's... There was a report saying she'll go to Scone and spell for the spring. And then I read this morning, James McDonald says, I want to talk him into going. She'll win a Group 1 in Brisbane. So I don't know what the situation will be, but she's pretty smart.
So there were some good trialers going into that race, so it might be a pretty solid race.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, look, I thought, doing the form, I thought, this is better than an off-season race.
And yeah,
considering the circumstances, how it ended up on the pattern of racing on the day, maybe Stravigo's run wasn't as bad as it... didn't run bad, but it's better than it looks.
Yep, for sure.
Well, that's Scone. So that's we've got Hawkesbury, we've got Scone on May 16, and then it's a logical choice to keep going. James is probably right. Logical choice to keep going up north.
Well, all depends how good they think she really is. You know, you can't go so far into the winter if you want to, you know, be involved in the spring either. So you can't win everything.
The only Group 1 up there is 1600 too.
That's right. That's right.
So she's got to get stretched out there. And
yeah, that's the JJ Atkins.
Yeah, which is going to be a hard race to win as well. That's the 23rd juvenile winner for Godolphin over the season.
It's a pretty good effort, isn't it? Magnificent.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. We'll get to your text messages. Dennis is on the line. Can't take Dennis yet. Good on you, Jono. Thanks for that. I thought you'd just give me a little bit of a wave, which is great. Morning, boys. Heading to Scone this year. Any early tips? Any nice horses to watch out for? Or is it too early to know who is heading there?
Yeah, it's a bit early. I'd suggest the feed meeting is on Saturday from Hawkesbury, so just do your videos from Hawkesbury because that usually leads into Scone, and you should be able to find some winners through doing that.
Great day out at Hawkesbury comes Saturday. You've got the Group 3 Hawkesbury Gold Cup. That's worth $150,000. $150,000 up for grabs for the Darley Crown. That's a Group 3 over 1,300. And $150,000 also up for grabs in the Hawkesbury Guineas. That's a Group 3 over the 1,400. It's their big day. Well, one of their big days of the year, isn't it, Ronnie?
Oh, it certainly is. And the format of this meeting has been very strong for the future is concerned as well. So, surprisingly so. It's been really good. We had Chautauqua win there last year, and we've had some beautiful two-year-olds leading into Brisbane winning at Hawkesbury on this day. So it's a really good meeting, and can't wait to pick up the dominations just after 11 o'clock today.
Okay. And usually it's been a Peter Snowden benefit.
It has. But this year, target this event.
Well, this year it's a big test for John O'Shea representing Darley and Godolphin because Pete's made it his own this day at Hawkesbury the last few years.
Well, they were obviously the association with Ted McCabe when he was alive, and Peter and Darley used to really support it, and I'd suggest that won't change too much with Godolphin and with John O'Shea. They've got a property out there now. So, and I think still Peter will and Chris Waller will. So it'll be a good meeting.
We've got Wagga, of course, Wednesday Thursday and Friday this week as well. And Dino, you're not too far away from Warrnambool
next week. A lot of the horses are probably going to the Bull had their final hit outs in the last week or so. So, it's shaping up well. And it's good that, actually, I think it's good that it's a week apart with Wagga and Warrnambool. We can enjoy them both.
I'd love to go to Warrnambool. It's hurt me this year. They actually invited me and I had to say no. I don't. Very hard decision to make.
Must have broken your heart.
It did break my heart.
You can have a couple of runners too, by the looks of it.
Yeah, I could do.
But, Verdant?
Perhaps. No, perhaps. Arch Fire, he disappointed the other day at the jumps. He's missed a few, but anyway, we'll see what happens.
All right. Let's get back to the open line, 13-53-53. Dennis, thanks for waiting.
Oh, good morning, lads.
Good morning.
Dean, Ipingle, will it go on to Brisbane for a couple of runs or a run, or Mick bring it straight back?
No, it'll go on, I'm sure.
Yeah, I didn't see or hear the race. Was it a good win?
Oh, she won pretty well, yeah. Yeah, I would think the Brisbane Cup handicaps would probably be her go, Duff.
Oh, yeah, look, she'll run in everything that suits her now. I think she's going to the Broodmare Sale.
Yep.
In
That's why
in
she's
June.
Up there, I think. Yeah,
yeah. So
very
she'll...
Good. Thank you very much. Mick yep. Kent strikes again.
Does he yep. what?
Mick was very bullish after the race. He said he couldn't believe what price it was.
Yeah.
The punters love that.
Yeah, yeah, especially it's just arrived, the roughie in the field there, just comes steaming down to knock off the favourite. Yeah, I can't believe it was that price.
Especially from a trainer that never talks before a race.
No, no, no.
Yeah, that's right.
He didn't have his sunglasses on Saturday.
No, I noticed that.
He would have felt
him.
Naked.
He lost them.
Yeah.
He doesn't normally talk before a race.
No, he thinks it's bad luck.
Mm. There's a couple like that.
Yeah. Look, always promised to win a decent race. A Pingle is always thereabouts, Dino, but it was massive odds at $21.
Yeah, well, she probably, it was hard to know how she was going, but we know now she's going well. So, it was a good result. I mean, she's been a much travelled mare. She raced well at the Carnival in Sydney a couple of years ago, and she did the double down in Tassie last year, and she's now in Brisbane, and as Duff said, on the way to the Broodmare Sale.
Yep, which is fantastic. Let's keep taking calls. Thank you, Dennis. Hello, Matt.
Yeah, g'day, fellas. How are you?
Well, thank you.
I've got a question for Glenn. I had a Maldi in the last in Sydney, Vergara into the last in Melbourne, Boomwar.
Yep.
Wondering why there was no refund, seeing as the first leg wasn't even run.
Well, the first leg is a scratching, so the multi becomes a single bet. Boomwar.
You just had a win bet on Boomwar.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay, yeah, that's all I wanted to know. Thanks, fellas.
Good on you. Thank you, Matt.
Was that all as easy as that?
It was a good win, that thing that beat Boomwar, Mr. Utopia.
It certainly was.
Got held up.
Held up, and I think that probably helped it get through the ground too a bit, that it was just... it just needed a bit of luck at about 150, and you could see it was going to burst through, and so it did.
Just a quick one here. Hi, guys. Just a question on moving the rail. Does the starting position get moved depending where the rail is? The distance has to change with a moved rail.
Yes.
Just for assessing times. Cheers. That's Brad from Redhead.
Yeah, if they're going to have different distances, for example, if the rail goes out the furthest point at Canterbury, we used to have like 1280 metre. If it was 1250, it'd become 1280. The 1550, it'd become 1580. They'd give you the actual distances what they become.
Yeah.
And if they're staying at 1200, well, the barrier just moves forward.
Yeah. Morning, boys. Why run meeting after meeting on rain-affected tracks and flog them out? Pretty sure we have more than one track in Sydney. Love the show. Stuart from Wagga. Well, they inspected it. They were inspecting, I think, Randwick this time last week, Duff, when we were chatting.
Yep.
They decided that they'd push the rail out 12 metres and they would go on with the racing if they could. And then we just got more and more rain. And then that late thunderstorm that hit about 4:30.
No, the track was safe as anything on Saturday. Yeah. It was good. And then, but obviously, that we wouldn't have raced anywhere with that storm that we had at the last. Anywhere.
No, that was a safety issue, wasn't it? There's no doubt about that. Hi, fellas. Any comment about Hawke Spurs run? Smacker.
Geez, he was ordinary,
couldn't
wasn't
keep
he?
Up, could he?
No, that was just uncharacteristic for him. He just didn't want to be there. Obviously, I don't know if he's had a problem or what the situation there, but it'd be hard to back him on a run like that. That's for sure. You know, he was ordinary.
Yeah. Regarding that, anything else out of the Hollandale? We went through, obviously, quite clearly. It was Labaz was good, now goes to the Durman Cup. We mentioned the terrific record of going from the Hollandale to the Durman Cup, Sir Moments. Those bad habits continue, Ronnie. Anything else out of the Hollandale Stakes?
Not really, other than
Arabian Gold had every possible chance, never really kicked on.
She's gone to the she's going to the paddocks. Yep. Silent Achiever, there's a question mark on as well. I thought Hooked was disappointing, although I was.
Do you concede now that Silent Achiever is not going as good as she should be?
Yeah, I she didn't go any good Saturday. I think there was she may have had a little bit of colic.
Colic, yeah.
Yeah. So there may be another excuse for her, but I think Roger might be pulling up stumps with her as well.
See, precedence ran well there.
Yeah, he ran well in that race last year.
Yeah.
First up. And I think that was only was a plan just to go up and give him one run actually for this preparation. But I think they'll change their mind after that.
All right. Yeah. So yeah, he
came off that placing last year to run a place in his next run at I think it was the Premier's Cup or something at Doomben.
Yeah. If you could only follow one horse of the three I'm about to mention, which one would it be? Firstly, Dino, Green Moon, Fortella, or Precedence? They were all cracking runs in that race.
I'd probably go with Precedence the way he went. Really.
All right.
I just don't know if Green Moon's still got the winning habit, and Fortella, he's a genuine Group One horse, so he's around the mark, isn't he?
I thought he was a great run, yep. Ronnie.
Yeah, look, I don't know. Fortella was a month between runs there, so you'd expect him to be better next time as well.
Well, if he goes to the Doomben Cup and Precedence goes to the Brisbane Cup, we can back them both, sort of thing.
Yeah, look, all it comes down to a price factor with me.
Yeah, the rising 9-year old, the rising 9-year old, or the rising 10-year old.
That's it.
Yeah. So there you go. Let's get to the open line. We'll take a short break, then we'll come back with our callers. Just a quick one here. Ronnie, if the floodwaters were up to your waist on Saturday, some people are suggesting that we'd had 6 inches of rain. kind of people are saying it was a foot of rain.
Yeah, it was
It would have been a sight. That's all I know. By the time, but where you had to get to, Ronnie, I know where your car is. We had to get a four-wheel drive car to drive us through because of the amount of water.
I had to walk through it. I took the shoes off. I rolled the pants up. I said, I'll have a go at this. I didn't know how deep it was, but I saw a bloke looking for a drain, and he was up to his knees, and he was a big bloke. And I was like, jeez.
So you would have been
underwater. I hope I don't fall in this drain.
You're underwater.
Yeah, you should have been looking for a snorkel.
Cathy O'Hara drove past me in a big four-wheel drive and nearly knocked me over and flooded me. And then Jeff Penns is trying to get in his car, who's full of water, and I had another 200 metres to go, so it was a... It was a sight, put it that way.
Okay. And you had no luck when you got home either.
No.
The
skylights had caved in with all the hail.
So didn't think we needed to delve into Ronnie's personal life.
Yeah.
TK, can you ask Duff or Dino where the best place is to watch replays? Cheers, the missile.
Well, from Saturday, from Sydney?
I just think he's probably looking for the best website to watch replays.
Well, I think for Sydney racing, it's New South Wales is pretty simple.
It's fantastic.
It's a great site. And then racing.com, I think, for Melbourne,
isn't it? For Melbourne, Sky Racing site too.
Yeah, Sky Racing is good for the replays.
Yep.
And also Racing Queensland have their replays.
Yeah, that's come up a bit, yeah.
All right, so there you go.
It'd be lovely if we all had them on one website.
Wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? How much easier would it be?
When we get to the moon, something might happen.
When we, exactly. We put a bloke on the moon 40 years ago, but we can't get the spirit of cooperation between states in racing. Quite incredible, isn't it? Short break, and then we'll come back with more calls and text messages. Text away, 0419 767 272. 0419 767 272.
And the gates are about to open. They're off and they're racing.
Sky Sports Radio is proud to be a part of the New South Wales racing industry. Whether it's Randwick, Menangle or Wentworth Park, we love presenting the very best racing service. The exciting calls, the betting moves, the totes and key interviews. All part of the National Racing Service every day on Sky Sports Radio.
This station endorses the Commercial Radio Codes of Practice, which have been registered by the Australian Communications and Media Authority. The codes relate to taste and decency, accuracy and fairness in news and current affairs and advertising. Copies of the codes are available from Commercial Radio Australia. If you feel a code of practice has been breached, your complaint should be made in writing and directed to the manager, Sky Sports Radio, GPO Box 4168, Sydney 2001.
Are you looking to buy or sell a thoroughbred? Maybe a broodmare, tried racehorse, or even a yearling? Look no further than bloodstockauction.com, Australia's first 100% online auction. Horses go under the hammer from 7 p.m. the first and third Tuesday of every month. Catalogue available 5 days prior. Trading horses has never been easier. Log on and become a member today. Access to Bloodstock worldwide. Bloodstockauction.com. delivering the sales ring to you.
This is Punter's Postmortem. Want to get something off your chest? Call us on 13 53 53. SMS 0419 767 272. Or send us a tweet at Sky Sports Radio 1.
Good to have your company too on Punter's Postmortem. Taking your calls on 13 53 53. Let's quickly, if we can, we'll get to the open line and speak with Kurt. G'day, Kurt.
G'day, Terry. How are you?
Never been better.
That's the shot. Hey, Munns, how much for El Sagrado and where next for it up at Brisbane? Tony Pike brought it up yesterday from New Zealand, had a nice kill there at Sunny Coast, and obviously it's looking for better races. So where is it at next?
Well, I hope you're listening to Tab Talk when we interviewed Tony Pike the other day, Curtie, and Tony said, this will be winning. It's very, very good.
Well, you can tell me that again, mate. I know that, but where is it racing?
Well, we'll have to get Tony back on, and, you know, I don't know whether Dean's got any
of the big races.
Well, the noms don't close till this Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no nominations taken for the major Brisbane races until this Wednesday morning.
Well, Munns, that's a bit of a problem, because the thing is, I've been following it since it's been down in New Zealand, and we wouldn't have much money, because that Sunny Coast race would be worth peanuts, plus a maiden down in New Zealand's worth less peanuts than Australian peanuts.
Mm. Well, you'll have to get on the front foot to Racing Queensland, Kurt, and get them to change their balloting conditions that would have possibly left Lee Baz out of the Hollandale Stakes on Saturday.
That was absolutely disgusting.
Well, it left Pornichet out, and Pornichet will go to Toowoomba this week and probably be favourite for the Cup up there.
But as we mentioned, we had two of the first three favourites, and the Doncaster lucky to get a run.
Pathetic.
Yeah, but they're different balloting conditions here.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, obviously, conditions of a fair few races need to be looked at.
Just quickly, Dino.
Yes, Kurt.
Very happy for Benny Allen, mate. He's already clocked up two on the board.
That's it.
What did you think, mate?
Yeah, he's going well.
Mate, he doesn't fall far from the tree, does he?
No, he might be the best yet.
Who is he?
He's Matthew Allen's brother.
Paddy Maloney.
No, I mean of that family, but he's Matthew Allen's brother. He had his first ride on Tuesday, second ride. He rode a winner. He rode another winner on Saturday.
Oh.
He's been impressing at the trials for about 12 months. I think he's 15.
Dino, he's
still going
him,
to school.
He looked like my nephew, 12 years old or something.
Yeah, maybe. He looked more like about 8, I reckon, but he can ride, and it'll be really interesting. I think he's going to keep going to school but at the moment he's
who's he with?
His dad, John Allen, is his boss, and he's also he does a lot of riding at Cranbourne for all the major stables there. So he'll get a pretty good run, I think.
Well, keep an eye on
just him. Wish Dino put him on for his first career run. Even it was his second career run there.
It was. That was a shame. Kurt was going to run on the Saturday, and I think it was set up to win, and
it
was scratched.
Just out of curiosity, what happened with that horse before? Where did it come, that something Stan horse?
Nowhere. Around about 8th, yeah.
Oh, just quickly, Dino, can I ask you about yesterday's songs? Jesus, that was a good top first up training performance, mate. Anywhere for it?
He's in on Wednesday, I think, Kurt.
Winning.
He'll be winning, yep. And then I think if he can sneak into a race like the Goodwood, he might even try and do that.
All right, and one last one. Yesterday, a debut at Lira Bird. Who's got that one?
A lady called Jenny Gillis, who's had handy horses over the years, only trains one or two, and it won easily at Pakenham. It had trialled about 5 times. It was ready to go, so don't expect it to improve a heap off that, but it won well.
And just quickly, Dino, what's the name of the suburb Pakenham's at, this track? Well, what's it called again? Tynanum or something?
Tynong.
Sorry?
Tynong.
Can you spell it for me?
Tynong.
Sweet, yeah. Why do they call it Pakenham then?
Because it's a Pakenham racing club. If you went through Tynong, you blink and miss it. Pakenham's the nearest and biggest suburb to it.
And Na Na Goon doesn't sound all that good for a racetrack.
Well, it's actually, it is closer to Na Na Goon.
Good
it's
on
a
you.
Testing
Thank you.
Track, isn't it?
Thank you,
it's
Kurt.
A great track, Duff.
Dino?
Yes.
Can you spell Supercar?
Yeah. I didn't know I had
the
to.
Spelling bee.
I came on here to tip winners, and now I'm on a spelling bee.
Photosynthesis.
Kurt,
please.
Spelling bee.
Yeah.
Could you use it in a sentence?
Leave me out of that. Now, this comes from Peter Balzen, and it was great to see Pete train a winner up there on the Gold Coast at massive odds on the weekend. Credit where credit is due. Before he crows about it, 2 weeks ago, Ray Hadley gave out a tip that he'd been told a two-year-old was the best horse a trainer had ever had in his stable. It started at 15-1 on a heavy track and did little and I did my money. I took the 150-1 each way at the Gold Coast on Saturday early in the week on Big Tree with a decent bet. I'm getting a new car and the missus a new kitchen with plenty left over.
Okay.
It started at $61 or $61, which goes to show the depth of brain power of Ray's listeners. Thought you guys might want to get in first before 9 a.m. Thanks to Pete Bowson. Thanks, Pete.
Amazing.
I'm sure that's the genuine Pete Bowson, but it was great to see Pete have that winner on the weekend at such big odds.
Looked a nice horse too. He looks a big, strong horse, and I know it was his home track, but look, he fought them all off legitimately, I thought, and he could back that up.
You would often think Duff, you know, horse wins at big odds, you know, will it kick on? But you think it could kick on? There's still another nice race left in Big Tree.
Yeah, look, I had a look at its first run and I thought, you know, went okay, could be an improver, but it definitely did lift from one run to the next, and just, it's hard to read the vision on the TV, but looking at him, he's a big, strong, good-looking horse, and he's got a right, he's by Schnitzel, so there's a chance it might not be a fluke.
Okay, which is be great to see Pete kick on with that as well. We'll take a short break and come back with the horses to follow from our experts.
Time on, boys.
With the winter sports now underway, Sky Sports Radio keeps you up to date every day. When it happens in NRL, AFL and rugby, you get the latest on the Big Sports Breakfast and the National Racing Service. And on the weekend, there's up-to-date scores, plus the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend Edition 6 to 9 Sunday mornings. If it's happening in sport, it's on Sky Sports Radio.
Your time is now at Mercedes-Benz Parramatta. With no interest over 3 years on Mercedes-Benz new and demonstrator E-Class and C-Class coupe vehicles. Ends April 30. Conditions and fees apply. On Sky Sports Radio, here's the latest traffic report.
And good morning now. A traffic breakdown over at Epping Road, approaching Mowbray Road at Lane Cove West, citybound Lane 2. We've got this collapsed wall still causing problems over at Granville Woodville Road, approaching the Crescent, northbound in Lane 1. It will be closed until further notice there. And a truck and car accident at Water Road, Pacific Parade, there are D1 services in attendance. Now, dirty, no good rats and mice are invading homes now. If you see droppings in your cupboards or chewed packets of food, head to ratsack.com.au for tips and advice. Ratsack kills rats and mice. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Only pups purchased at the Dapto Puppy Auction are eligible for the Rich Puppy Classic. With over 300 pups for sale, there's something for every budget. Dogalog's now available from daptodogs.org.au. And see you at the auction from 9 a.m. Dapto Showgrounds this Sunday.
You're listening to Punters Postmortem. Have your say. Call us on 13 53 53, SMS 0419 767 272, or send us a tweet at Sky Sports Radio 1.
Thought the flop of the weekend was River Lad. The Stradbroke winner didn't do much for me, and my horse to follow would be Fortella. What about you, Ronnie?
My horse to follow is Traveston Girl.
Yeah.
I don't think she was trained up for that race first up Saturday. I'm interested to see what price she goes up in the Stradbroke.
Yeah, she was an eye-catching run. There's no doubt about that. Glenn, do you have one?
I think you stay on the back of Swift Lady, boys.
Okay.
Carried me and Punters Club at the Royal Bankstown Golf Club, so I must be an absolute champion.
Beautiful. There you go.
You good odds, did you?
I don't know. I'm still waiting on correspondence. I reckon they've handled me. But I'm in the chair again next
week.
What
agency did you have the bet with?
Not the Tab.
Oh, aren't you allowed to have a bet with the Tab?
No, I can't.
Oh, okay, fair enough. No. And Dino, your horse to follow?
My horse to follow, TK, is Dubio. He won easily on Saturday. He got the fast lane, but he's a good horse. And if he goes to Adelaide for the Guineas or even to Brisbane for a three-year-old race, he could win a really good race this time in.
Good on you, Dino. Always good to chat, mate.
You recovered from Better Not Blue, Duff?
I thought we were going to get through the show.
Oh, no, I just thought I'd mention it.
The team will be back together. Don't worry about that. For Formline, make sure you're watching 7:30 on Sky Thoroughbred Central.
I'll be a scratching, TK. I'll be at Wagga.
Oh, okay. And just for that, we will be having Alan Thomas joining us as well throughout the Brisbane Winter Carnival on Punters Postmortem. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for the rest of race day.